Mornings, and welcome to Tea Pooch Radio.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Mom, maybe? I don't know. She asked about if we were doing the Women's History Month show, so she might be listening.
Well, that's good.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, and I think we're pretty much ready to start playing music. So
okay.
Until Margaret Scratcher gets here, why don't we just listen to some tunes?
All right, sounds good.
Behind. courageous and fearless and stone not toss. Rest for all these aching bones to guide us far from energy. Thank you.
someone you die for.
Left is burning well, 'cause you and me and
that's what I do. Don't confuse me with someone you know. Nothing can please me. Bitch, I'm that fool. Ain't got the mood all the time. So alive that I feel like dying. Oh my God, I'm here sweating and crying. Used to think this will go in time. Turns out it's life. My life is burning well, 'cause you and me and everything that hurts are thrown in like a few. Confessing I'm not well to you, to myself as well. Laughing in the flame, well, it's crazy. I'm suffering well. I'm surfing and suffering. Yeah, I'm surfing and I'll be serving it. Good, bitch, I'm surfing and suffering. Yeah, I'm surfing and I'll be serving it. Dude, I don't know what I can do. I spent 10 years in this loop. Starting a thing, maybe the suffering.
Talking over SZA, but by the same token, a lot of people listen to her records. This one was nominated for Grammy.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So I'll just go over quickly what we listened to. I don't have any notes today, so we're going to be, I'm doing it live. We started with Julius Caesar by Nico off of, I can't remember the name of the record, but it is a classic era Nico. Nico was the singer for the Velvet Underground, and she had a nominal solo career and a robust heroin habit.
Ooh.
And that was
she's in good company there.
Very creepy, moody song for the rain today.
Mm-hmm. An extremely creepy, moody song for the rain. With a bandoneon and her singing in her mournful voice. We then heard Sister Morphine by Marianne Faithfull, another groovy song about heroin. Someone to Die For by Belly, which was a band Tanya Donnelly formed with her sister after the Throwing Muses broke up. And it's a lovely little record. And then What Was I Made For, which is Billie Eilish off of the Barbie soundtrack, which has already won a Grammy and it has been nominated for an Oscar.
Yep.
And Silly Games, which is a song by Janet Kay that Steve and I heard in my brain today. This is why notes are good. There was a, I think the movies were called Small Axe. A young black director did a series of short films that he would put on. I think it was on Netflix. And this one was about dance hall. And that song just totally stuck with us.
I have to check that out. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'll find out what it's actually called and tell you offline. we heard the Staple Singers and Suli, who's a South Korean artist I saw at Bimpo's she was opening for somebody else, and I just fell in love with her.
Oh, wow.
Made famous by the internet. And then Kill Bill by SZA, and we've come up to Dua Lipa, which is also on the Barbie soundtrack and also nominated for an Oscar.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you guys planning on watching?
I
don't know.
I'm thinking about it because for the first time in years, I've seen like 5 of the movies that have been nominated.
I have only seen a handful, but I want to. I've heard many of them are very good, so I'm excited to round it out. But I did see Dune this weekend. So
how was that?
It was wonderful.
Okay,
it was lovely, especially for those of us who haven't read the book.
Okay,
it's a little
good to know.
Yeah, it may be long, but it's much shorter than reading the book.
Yes.
Is this supposed to be a 3-parter?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Well, you know, but I didn't have any issue at all with the Tolkien stories being hours long. But yeah. I was a different person then.
Everything, I feel like with all these shows and miniseries, like everything is now hours long and in installments. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like as big of a stretch anymore.
No.
You know,
I mean, we watched Killers of the Flower Moon in installments because we just couldn't get through it in one.
It's a really long movie.
One setting.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about. I haven't been to like an Oscar watch party in.
It used to be a lot more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last Oscar watch party I went to, I was invited by Chris from the Elks Lodge at the Geary Club.
Oh,
it was fantastic, actually.
I bet that was
fascinating. All the drunks were dressed up. It was pretty great.
Yeah. Is that in the TL?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see it even though I haven't been there.
Yeah, it's exactly what you're picturing.
Except a little more like a closet in the side of a building and less like a bar.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Especially back in the day when June still ran it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to take it back to the music.
All right. You're listening to Chief Pooch.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Hold up. I'm feeling freaky. Oh. Love it. Will you rock my body, darling? Will you touch my body, baby? Love it. Love it. Will you give me all your money? Will you give me all your loving? Yo. Wait a minute.
We need to settle down, cause we don't got time to let time pass us by. And what's up with the frown? Cause I know we'll pass this test, we'll be alright. The world is spinning round, and we don't got time to sit and call on by. We'll be right back.
Now you have on the rest of the day, little queen. Making your best young play, little queen. No.
That was Kate Bush, newly enrolled in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Hallelujah.
Hard to believe.
Some changes are happening over there.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely. So we were talking offline about Jan Wenner.
Yes.
And how he is no longer involved with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the last year at this time, it was a big focus for us in this month of celebrating women in music, which ones were in and which ones were not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And it was disturbing to discover how many women were not
in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How few there were. Yeah, and Jan Wenner kind of leaned into his misogyny and racism by publishing a book of
his memoir,
The Rock Icons book.
There all men.
All men, all white.
Yeah. And I remember I read a quote from him justifying his choices, or like the reasoning behind it was, we just looked at the talent, we just looked at the raw talent, and that's where it landed. And I remember just being so incensed by that. And now he's bye-bye.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Because since then, hasn't Missy Elliott been inducted? There were a couple things that happened, like, in the last few months that would not have happened if he was still there.
We'll confirm that. Okay. We have to do a little more homework.
We have a whole month to get this right. But let's celebrate that.
And thank you to Island Girl for putting together all the music today.
Yes,
she came in.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because there's music that we talked about playing last year we never got to. Like, we didn't play Las Robertas, which was this psychedelic band from Mexico that we saw at Levitation in like 2015 that continue to make music even though they don't live in my town, and so I don't pay as much attention to them. Their new record is great. And of course we heard Babushka by Kate Bush, because all Babushka. I'm so proud of her. It's about goddamn time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was palpable because she had a number one single with a 20-year-old song because of Stranger Things, and she still wasn't in the Rock Hall.
I remember being a little bit perturbed by the whole Stranger Things movement, even though I always wanted to celebrate Kate Bush. It's like, yeah, she's been listening to her this whole time.
Well, I mean, she stopped making music for a long time.
That's true. Yeah.
But much like Patti Smith.
A whole new generation has been exposed and fallen in love. So.
Right. So, yeah, we're going to be doing some version of this all month. Certainly more details about what the music is. We have a little more time to prepare.
A lot of life has happened recently.
That's true.
It's kind of miraculous that we're even all here in the studio.
We made it. It's a good jumping point.
Yeah. But I think what we should do, honestly, is just listen to this great music. I'm telling you, we're going to hear Slater Kinney, Catatonia, The Breeders, Sleeper, Courtney Barnett, Lush, Throwing Muses, Pussy Riot, Tchotchke, La Tigra, Joan Jett, Lena Lovitch, Echo Belly, The Plasmatics, The Avengers, Bratmobile, The Raincoats, X-Ray Specs, The Suburban Lawns, and Susie and the Banshees. And I want to be able to play it all, so let's just get into it.
Let's do it.
You're listening to Pooch?
I looked up and saw